the Lolly Lowdown. It's where we try lollies. We let you know if they're good. We let you know if they're bad. We've been through a lot in our time. And, of course, it's very much a pleasure to be joined by producers Nash and Tash. And for the first time in a long time, Annie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
Man, so have you been thinking about this segment while you've been gone?
I have. I've been like, I hope they haven't tried anything like really like, you know, different than I've been before.
Man, we have. I think we definitely have. Yeah, we've been gone hard since you've been gone, man.
Like anything really gross?
Yes. Well, I mean, the other week Nash had he brought some pills back from Canberra, and bear with me, they're like taste blocking ones, and so it stops you from tasting sour stuff.
I love those.
Yeah, and I'd never had them and it didn't work and we're really scared. But then I had another one, double dose, and then it worked, double dropped, you could say. And then it was okay. But we had those, we've had a whole bunch of different stuff. This week though, you selected this out of the Monday Drive pigeonhole, which isn't full of like important mail or documents. Just full of lollies.
These ones here. Store them in a cool, dark place. Yeah. Where else are you going to put them?
Exactly. So these are called muddy bears, as in mud that you would frolic in as a pig. We've got basically gummy bears covered in chocolate, is what this says on the packet. It's written in a very kid-friendly font. You got, you know, they're covered in milk chocolate, yummy, made in the US, which is a great...
Always a good sign.
Yeah, I guess. Well, even last week, those mini s'more things...
Moon pies.
Moon pie.
They
mini,
were terrible.
Mini moon pies were just absolutely crap, so I don't have high hopes for this American crap.
Do too many things at once there. If I just had a full-size moon pie, kept all the ingredients at the right ratios, it wouldn't have been a problem.
Probably. Yeah, instead of like covering it in star-spangled bull crap. You know what I mean? Just get over yourselves, America. Anyway,
all that freedom's gone to their heads.
I gotta stop roasting America.
Like, yeah, this is the second week in a row.
Last week I was feeling like, yo, I'm American. And it was really bad. It was really bad. So I'm going to start. And also we have an American in the room, Monday Drive producer Jake. Spent many years in America and it seems like you really... Just give us a nod, Jake. Did you love your time over there? Is that a nod or a twitch?
He moved his face.
Yeah. You can say yes. It's all right.
Bryce isn't going to roast you. It's okay.
No, man. It's all right. I won't roast you to your face. No, it's actually, I love everyone. Okay? Anyway, let's, these gummy bears, they look, it's like all this dust on the inside of the packet from where it's like been rubbing off all the chocolate.
They look like a packet of Chicos, you know, like those
Chicos.
Yeah, yeah.
So but what would be funny about these is there's actually three different flavors.
Yeah, I was just about to
say. Is it just the three? Or I thought they were just choosing random ones.
No, I feel like pineapple chocolate is not going to go well together.
No, I feel like that has potential.
Isn't there a type of chocolate that is literally that? Like pineapple lumps?
Yeah, pineapple lumps. Really good.
So mine looks like, this one looks like a
pineapple. Wait, how many are we taking?
Three, I guess.
Okay.
This looks like a pineapple one I got.
Oh, I have one that's like conjoined. Like,
oh,
it's
same.
Like a
I got a conjoined one. Oh, I got whoa.
Whoa.
I've got a triple.
So some of these gummy bears, the chocolate's melted and they've congealed together. So got some twins, some triplets. I've just got some original.
This one's got like
here.
A third leg on its side, which is cool.
Yeah, they're yummy.
That first one I had was pretty average.
I think I got a pink one. The strawberry's really nice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I can taste the chocolate. I can't taste what flavor this is. This is just like, I think it's pineapple.
I think I got two pink ones. How good is that?
Well, it's a familiar taste I'm getting, but I mean.
This is so underwhelming.
Nah, these are rubbish.
What? I like them.
I mean.
Like, this is.
Pretty poor quality chocolate and lolly.
There was one Easter where we had a healthy Easter and my mum got us carob. I cried and cried and cried. And this is worse than that.
Yeah.
Is it just the taste was crap?
What, this or carob?
Carob.
Oh my God, carob? Are you kidding me? Carob is actually dog food.
Really?
You don't feed that to your kids?
I mean...
It's dog food!
I thought they had these carob buds at the at the canteen in primary school that weren't bad. But maybe I was just a kid and I thought it was chocolate and it altered my taste.
Maybe they were subbing it in with real chocolate and like it was all ruse to try and meet some quota or something. No, I had the real deal. It was disgusting. And this reminds me of that.
Healthy Easter. Don't do that, parents of Sydney. This these all taste the same.
No, what I'm saying. You can't distinguish what actual flavour.
Are you guys kidding? I tasted every single flavour. I got an apple, a pineapple and a strawberry.
Really?
Maybe you just have extremely mature taste buds.
Yeah, superior taste buds.
I'm going to say these suck.
My palate's super refined.
Look, appearance, I mean, Jesus, you could have put a bit of effort into it. Mm. Muddy Bears. Mm. Looks like they've just rolled out of a, I don't know, a mud party. Haven't even bothered to clean themselves up.
To be fair, that's what I would expect. Yeah. I mean, like, that is as advertised.
There's no false advertising there.
Maybe the fault is on, the onus is on ourselves for having picked it up and paid top dollar for these.
I don't know, dusty chocolate, all stuck together. Appearance, I'm going 2 out of 10.
Yeah. They've used, like, you know, Comic Sans as the font on the front there. Yeah. Big red flag.
Yeah.
Big red flag.
Weird gradient on there as well. I mean, just at least look like you're trying.
You guys are nuts. I like these. These
no
are really yummy.
Way.
No. I've got a great big helping full of carob and regret you would like. With your name on it, Tash, you'd love it. You'd eat it right up.
These are so delicious. I like these.
They're not. Oh, that's a different flavour I just had then,
there
finally.
There you go.
But I'm not like, wow, that was awesome.
No.
Oh, I'm like, wow, these are awesome.
Lolly is subpar. They've cut corners here to waste all their money on a stupidly designed cardboard box for them to go in.
Bryce, how would you package them then? Give us a spiel. Go on.
I mean, just look at the bear. It's you can't see. It's like I don't want to be gross right now, but on the front there's a bear looking extremely happy, looking up. There is a stream of brown liquid pouring onto the bear's head. Now you could assume that's chocolate, but
we could assume otherwise.
Why can't we see where the brown liquid's coming from? Why haven't they shown that?
Answer me this.
You know, like, yeah. Look, I'm not saying that's how I interpreted it, but when is the time of your life when you were most obsessed with poo? It's when you're a kid, right? So if I'm a 6-year-old boy...
And wait.
Where are you going with this?
Well, you know, like, the prime...
I was not obsessed
I thought my
with
Easter
poo
was
when
bad.
I was like, 6, right? I think this is something that maybe you were...
When I say obsessed with poo, right, what's the go-to insult for a 6-year-old? It's like poo bum, anything like that, right? I'm not saying obsessed
head.
As in, like, you want to eat it or something, but, like, poo-poo head, all that really top-quality banter for kids. You know, just show us, and then it's like pouring it on. I mean, I get it. I assume it's chocolate, right? But then even then, the color gradient looks crap. The fonts are, not only are they all different, they all suck. And just try harder.
You know what would be good? Mm. You know what I would like to see? These muddy bears. I would like to see them come, you know, just as regular gummy bears. But then you have a tub of mud that you dunk them into.
Oh. Like it's you.
Like Dunkaroos.
I like that.
How much mud you want to have on these bears? Maybe you have some white chocolate mud going on. Maybe you have some healthy mud.
Some carrot mud.
Maybe
you've
got some carrot mud. Some veggie mud. You know, who knows?
Oh, yeah, gosh.
I mean, and then like liquid chocolate always tastes a bit better than this solidified, you know, home brand crap that they've covered it in.
But gummy bears are tiny, and if you're using your fingers, they just get like really
get
dirty. You haven't thought this through.
I thought this through actually because
hold on.
Earlier I was talking about off air. I was talking about these giant gummy bears that exist that are like a kilo.
We should
slice that fella up and then slather it up with Nutella. And oh my God, it would be amazing.
Make like a gummy bear
first,
sandwich.
And gents.
That's one of the things. That's the type of thing you'd see on one of those crappy. That was Nash's knee against the desk.
too excited right now.
Just remember Ewan when he used to do one of our producers. If you're listening, Ewan, remember when he used to friggin' always go like, yeah, this is what I think about this, and just like that all the time.
Yeah.
It was terrible. The thing you're just talking about then reminds me of like those stupid videos I always see on Facebook where it's like bacon, sunflower, rainbow cake, sandwich deep fried in cheese, and then more bacon because bacon's so funny. Instead of having a personality, I just have bacon.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like what those videos are, and I hate them so
it's like,
much.
Meanwhile, in America,
yeah. Oh, I'm gonna have such a food coma, a food baby. Oh my God, I'm not expecting. I'm just happy with a food baby. Oh, shut up. Like, everyone eats food, all right? Like,
we get it.
Special.
Oh my God. Like, I'm, or like the whole idea of that you can just, like, when people eat junk food, that they'll say, I'm being fat.
Oh, yeah.
Don't say that anymore.
Yeah, yeah, no.
That's not a good idea.
When you're on like a high school trip, maybe to the snow or something, or to Canberra, yeah, and you stop at McDonald's along the way, everyone orders twice as much as they would normally ever eat.
And they always only give you about 10 minutes to finish it. I remember in rugby trips all the time, we would stop at Thornley Macca's because it's like the headquarters of Macca's.
It's a big one.
Yeah, it
and,
is.
And it would be... It's literally like the headquarters.
Macca's HQ.
Step into my office.
I remember we would pull up and you just see everyone inside, this huge rugby bus pulls up and everyone inside, the faces are dropping.
Yeah.
And everyone would just try to be like tough and order like 25 burgers and like 50 soft serves. And then you'd see it on the big board and everyone's like, oh, this is so funny. And we'd have to like try and eat them all and then smuggle them on the
so
bus.
So surprised. Oh, I can't believe how sick I am, like on the bus on the way. Like, maybe you're going to Jindabyne or something and you're going up all those twists and turns.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't feel so good. I wonder why.
Yeah. God damn.
Boys.
So, in saying that, that's why these bears are crap. So, I mean, marketability. I actually think the idea of it is pretty cool. Chocolate-covered lollies. I mean, I don't like mixing genres, but...
Well, I'm a purist when it comes to my chocolate and
like,
gummy.
Vinyl only when it comes to my lollies. But not really, but imagine. And then... Oh, God. And shouldn't say that. I'm sure we have a lot of vinyl fans listening right now. But, you know, just...
We'll just defend everyone on the show.
Yeah. You know, no, like I love genre mixing. I was just lying. And anyway...
Out of 10, final conclusion on the gummy.
I'm going to go 4, man. It's
4 out of 10.
Crap. Is it like overall out of 10?
Overall.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, 4. Oh.
I mean, you like them.
Yeah, I'm going to go like 7.5.
7.5?
That's a reach. I'm going to get 2.
That's like an enjoyable meal, 7.5.
I'd say 3. Yeah.
I feel 4 is even too generous.
You can change your mind.
This bear looks too smug. Like, come on, you know you're doing a bad job.
I found them a little brat. Unbearable.
Oh my gosh.
You know, we can go into how much I hate puns next if you like.
Oh, yeah.
And no offense, you're listening if you love puns, but I cannot tolerate puns.
Shout out to all the dads.
Yeah. Oh, dude. And it's the thing, the worst thing in the world is it's not only people that think puns are funny, it's people that think puns are funny to say out loud and then they expect me to laugh. And it's on the same tier of humor as like people who try to describe YouTube videos to me and I'm meant to laugh. It's like, oh, and then have you seen this when and I'm like, I haven't, and I'm not going to laugh because you are not doing it justice in any way and you never will.
Jokes are like frogs. If you dissect them, you know, you understand it, but they die.
Or so. People that like try to tell you why.
Yeah, well, that's real tea.
People telling you why memes funny, like in real life.
Doesn't
like,
work.
Man, just let me watch it, you know.
Work.
Anyway, how good is very nice, wholesome segments like this where we don't go to town on anything
or anyone.
You know what, and here's the thing, it's actually just a satirical segment, so everything we said was just a joke, right?
Like, or was it,
you know? Or is it? That's the question.